Hello everyone, you're watching The Big Fight and I'm Maria Shakil. The National Entrance Cum Eligibility Test, that is NEET controversy, continues to hog the headlines. But beyond the headlines, it is the uncertainty which concerns aspirants and their parents. Look at these statistics, ladies and gentlemen. NEET UG 2024 was held across 4,750 centers in 571 cities, including 14 abroad. All this was held on May 5th. Around 24 lakh candidates had registered and more than 23 lakh appeared in the exams this year. The center in the Supreme Court has said that scrapping NEET in entirety is irrational and has indicated that there is no proof of any large-scale breach of confidentiality. The government has further argued in its affidavit that a drastic move like a re-examination or a retest would jeopardize the future of lakhs of honest students who attended the NEET UG 2024 exams. This year's NEET faces several questions. There are questions of the question paper leaks, impersonation, cheating, and other irregularities. The National Testing Agency, which is the NTA, conducts NEET. In a separate affidavit, the NTA has also said that alleged irregularities were localized in Patna and in Godhra. The same agency was also against cancelling of the test completely. But the student community, who are the primary stakeholders, are divided. While there are a number of petitions favoring re-NEET or retest, but there is also a high percentage of students who feel that this is a wrong move. So on The Big Fight tonight, let's speak to experts, students and parents and find out their views. Joining me on the show, first in the studio here, Dheeraj Kumar Singh is advocate of the Supreme Court. He is in fact counsel for petitioners who are seeking re-NEET. We have Sujata Rao, former Health Secretary of Government of India. Yashwardhan Azad, former IPS officer who has been following this story very, very closely, is joining us here in the studio. Dr. Shama Mohammed, National Spokesperson of the Congress. Dr. Guru Prakash Paswan, Spokesperson of the BJP. Anand Kumar is the founder of Super 30. Nirnay Lamba, here in the studio, is a NEET aspirant. We also have Manya Gupta, NEET aspirant. Mritunjay Narayanan is a president of Coaching Federation of India. And Harsh Mehra, NEET aspirant. Hitakshi Lalwani, NEET aspirant. Let's begin with the primary stakeholders here, who are the aspirants. Nirnay, coming to you here. Since you are for re-NEET, the government says that the honest candidates should not suffer for the crimes of others. One may say that's a valid argument. Why should there be re-NEET for everyone? If you are interested in re-NEET, you should be given an option. But why should everyone be subjected to this?
Ma'am, what do we consider a competitive examination? It is considered as a battle. Like, hamare liye ek battle hai. Ek hame jaake hamare liye har ek question, ek particular question hamare liye ek dushman hai jise hame ladna hai apne answers ke through. हमारी माइंड की पूरी स्ट्रेंथ से हमें उसके लिए लड़ना है. हमारी पूरी इमोशनल वेलबींग, हमारा पूरा मेंटल क्वेश्चन वो एक पेपर चेक करता है. अब अगर कईयों के पास, किसी भी के पास, उस चीज का एक एडवांटेज है, एक पर्टिकुलर चीज का एडवांटेज आ जाता है उन बच्चों के पास, तो वो एक फेयर बैटल रही नहीं. तो इट इज सेड टू बी कि अगर सबका हो जाएगा तो सबके लिए दोबारा से फेयर बैटल होगी ना. वो एक हम लोगों को तो फेयर बैटल चाहिए. वी डोंट नीड.
सो यू आर ऑफ द ओपिनियन दैट वाजंट अ फेयर बैटल, यू वांट अ फेयर बैटल.
यस.
ओके. हर्ष मेहरा एंड हिताक्षी लालवानी, बोथ ऑफ देम are anti-re-NEET or anti-retest. What will you tell your friend here? Hitakshi?
First of all, thank you for having me here. According to me, re-NEET is not solution for all, because if we conduct re-NEET, justice for one can lead to injustice of other five, right? And I understand that this was not a fair chance or there was injustice, but baki kuch paper leak कुछ बच्चों को मिला, कुछ पेपर कुछ बच्चों को मिला, बट बच्चों की वजह से क्यों 24 लाख ऑफ एस्पिरेंट्स सफर करें. वी डोंट हैव टू कंसिडर ओनली एस्पिरेंट्स हु आर प्रिपेयरिंग फ्रॉम अर्बन एरियाज और हु कैन गेट क्वालिटी एजुकेशन, बट वी हैव टू कंसिडर दोस ऑल्सो हु प्रिपेयर फ्रॉम रूरल एरियाज और सिटीज वेयर क्वालिटी एजुकेशन इज नॉट अवेलेबल. रीनीट विल बी कंडक्टेड, इट विल लीड टू इंजस्टिस ऑफ दोस एस्पिरेंट्स हु आर प्रिपेयरिंग फ्रॉम रूरल एरियाज, राइट?
ओके. सो
I want all four of you to settle it among yourselves as to how, you know, there are a number of them who two are against re-NEET or retest. The indications from the government as far as this affidavit is concerned is clear that those who are innocent should not suffer for what are the wrongdoings of others. What do you think?
I think we can't separate those who have actually done cheating, and so we deserve a fair chance. Like,
what's your score right now?
My score is 676 at 10K rank.
Yes, so you would manage a good college.
But it's not just about a good college. Fifth May ki night ko, I calculated my score. We all were very relieved that I would get a really nice college in my hometown. Now I'm getting rank that is 8K beyond what I've expected. So why would I settle for something if I had deserved more?
Okay. Harsh, a quick thought from you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am, for joining me. Ma'am, my opinion is that why would everyone suffer for the malpractice done by some people? And I am from Sonipat and I was giving my exam on 5 May and I was full prepared and I don't have any exam paper. So I was innocent and likewise me, every student gave exam. So it will be injustice for the other people who are innocent.
Yes, so this is the argument that cancellation would mean essentially would be contrary to Article 14. So let me bring in experts now. Yashwardhan Azad and Sujata Rao, these are the two questions that I have for you. Yashwardhan Azad, first to you. Even as we speak, there is a news that is coming in. This is from Delhi's Rao's Avenue Court, which has granted bail to one of those who were arrested by the CBI, that he was wrongly arrested. And that CBI had arrested the accused on mistaken identity. So do you think that there are several questions also on the manner of investigation?
No, I think the manner of investigation is not in question here. Maria, the main issue is, and let me say at the very outset, that the NEET exam has been a scam. It spread across six states. Supreme Court in 2015 had said that even if the purity is vitiated in one or two cases, then you say that the leak is pervasive. And that's why in this particular case, the most important thing is to what extent this leak has taken place.
The government says it's localized.
How can it say it's localized when it has given the investigation to the CBI and CBI has not come to a conclusion? If six states have come in now, tomorrow suppose two or three more states you get this information, then it's going to be huge and large. And mind you, some of the students appearing even on the channels have said that some guy, if he knows it 1 hour before, say, in Patna, do we know that to how many people he has forwarded through the social media?
Yes.
And that's exactly the point which Supreme Court had asked.
Yes, so Sujata Rao, can a leak be localized? I'm failing to understand that in the time of digital India and digital movement where every information gets transferred in matter of minutes, how can leak be localized?
It cannot. And that is the reason why I think the government's defense to say that it's localized to Bihar and to Godhra is completely doesn't sound convincing. Largely because every day in the newspapers, we're coming across somebody being caught in Jharkhand, somebody in Latur. And, you know, as Mr. Harshwardhan has said, it seems to be interstate. And there was somebody else caught in Dehradun over here. So, you know, it is not possible to localize leaks. And it is very important that a fair chance is given to all the students. But I can further elaborate on that later.
Please go ahead, ma'am.
Well, you know, what I think is it's not a question of 24 lakh students being inconvenienced. You can have a solution in as much as if you had, information of a leak, you would have done very well. That is the assumption. So it's those who have got less than 50% or 40% of the students ranking, then they can always be eliminated for taking the exam again. And only those who have got more than 50% can be asked to take a retest again. So that's one way you can reduce the number of students who have been who can be asked to take a retest. But I cannot see how a retest can be avoided, because you know the most important thing, Maya, is trust, and there is a huge loss of trust. So no matter what government says, And they may well be right that it is localized. They may well be right that IIT Madras examined, you know, served, what is it? The inquiry was right. But yes, still, at right now, the students don't have confidence in the government. And then once you don't have any confidence, you cannot insist that this is a fair exam.
Okay.
So the
question here is of the sanctity of exams. Dheeraj Kumar Singh, you are the petitioner of students. There is a batch of petition that is there before the Supreme Court. It's looking at multiple issues. But the center's affidavit and the NTA affidavit is very clear. They are arguing that why should students suffer who have not done anything wrong? But if you look at the counter argument, which is coming in from those students who are right here, that they will suffer if they will continue to believe that, you know, the exam was unfair in the first place. It was not level playing field. And what will follow will again not be a level playing field.
Since everybody know that it's a systematic failure, the NEET has failed to provide a fair and free chance to all the students, all the fair students. Here, the leak is not in from six places. On 6th of June, initially the NTA as well as the government on the denial mode, and they say that there was no leak. How the NTA and the government has changed their stand, and on 6th of June, the NTA on a FAQ released by the NTA, it was admitted that at 4:25 p.m. on 5th of May, on the date of exam, prior to 55 minutes of the closing of the examination, the paper was viral on the social media. This was the written stand of the NTA, which is available on the website of the NTA, even till date. So when, even at 55 minutes prior to the conclusion of the examination, the NTA himself admitted that the paper was viral on the social media and the internet. So we can assume that. Another thing is, even in Patna case, the NTA has, what was the question asked on the last date of hearing on by the Supreme Court? The specific question is, when and how NTA first became aware of the paper leak, including any internal notification or external reports? What was the answer? And another question is, the cities or the towns and centers at which leak has been noticed? So what was the answer? The answer from the affidavit, the answer is, it is submitted that the aforesaid two queries are answered as follows. First, A, alleged, word is alleged. Even NTA and government is still saying the leak is alleged. They are not confirming it. Alleged question paper related incident at Patna, Bihar.
Why are arrests happening? Why is there a CBI probe if there is no leak?
Why the NTA chairman has been removed? Why the special committee?
Why
the special committee headed by the ISRO?
Anand Kumar. Anand sir, सवाल ये है कि स्टूडेंट्स को भरोसा कैसे होगा, क्योंकि यहाँ पर दो ऐसे स्टूडेंट हैं जिनको ये लगता है कि रीनीट नहीं होना चाहिए और दो ऐसे हैं जिनको लगता है रीनीट होना चाहिए।
बहुत अच्छी बात आपने कही। बहुत सारे विद्यार्थियों से हमारी भी बात होती है, बहुत सारे स्टूडेंट से चर्चा होती है। ये दो तरह के लोग हैं। कई लोग चाहते कि एग्जाम हो, कई लोग चाहते कि हमने इतनी मेहनत की, इतने खर्चे किए, रात रात भर जग के पढ़ाई की और मेरी परीक्षा अच्छी हुई है। अब कैसे किसी खास सेंटर पर दिक्कत हुई, गलती हुई, उसके लिए हम लोग खामियाजा क्यों ढूंढते? तो हमारा अपना मानना है कि देखिए, कमेटी इसकी जांच कर रही है, सीबीआई जांच कर रही है, माननीय सुप्रीम कोर्ट इस मामले को देख रहा है, तो बच्चों को पेशेंस रखना चाहिए। और हमारा रिक्वेस्ट तमाम एजेंसी से है, सरकार से है, कि आप जो भी फैसला ले बच्चों के हित में ले। और बच्चों से आज माननीय प्रधान शिक्षा मंत्री जी ने भी बात की है, तो शिक्षा मंत्री जी भी निर्णय ले ऐसा कुछ, ताकि सभी बच्चे खुश हो और विश्वास जगे। उससे भी ज्यादा जरूरी है कि जहां जहां ये गड़बड़ी हुई है वहां दोषियों को खोज कर कड़ी से कड़ी, तुरंत त्वरित कार्रवाई करके सजा दी जाए।
लेकिन आनंद सर, अगर कुछ डेटा जो आया है उसके बारे में देखें तो 67 ऐसे स्टूडेंट्स हैं जिनको परफेक्ट 720 आया है, उन लोगों को ज्वाइंट टॉपर्स बोला गया। उसके बाद 1526 स्टूडेंट्स, राइट,
देयर वाज
563, हां, उन लोगों का उन लोगों को बोला गया कि आप री एग्जामिनेशन करिए। लेकिन एक सेंस यहां पर स्टूडेंट्स को है कि फेयरनेस नहीं है। So how can there be some way in which all students feel before they go for counseling that they are in the right system, that the course correction has happened, the problem has been fixed, the systemic problem as is being highlighted here is no longer there, because they are going to begin their careers.
अरे बहुत अच्छी बात आपने कही। तो सबसे अच्छी बात होगी कि परीक्षा ज्यादा से ज्यादा सेंटर पर, जहां थोड़ी सी भी गड़बड़ी हुई है या आशंका है वहां पर जरूर कैंसिल करनी चाहिए। लेकिन बहुत सारे ऐसे बच्चे मुझे भी मिले, यहाँ दो बच्चे हैं, मुझे भी कई मिले जो बहुत डरे हुए हैं, सहमे हुए हैं और इस स्थिति में नहीं कि दोबारा तैयारी करें। तो मेरा मानना है कि जिस सेंटर पर थोड़ी सी भी शिकायत मिली हो उस पर परीक्षा एकदम होनी चाहिए। थोड़ा सा अंदेशा हो, आशंका हो, तो जरूर परीक्षा होनी चाहिए। और बच्चों को विश्वास में लेना सबसे बड़ी जिम्मेवारी सरकार की है कि बच्चों को विश्वास मिले, उनसे कई राउंड बात करें, उनके पेरेंट्स से बात करें, जैसे आप डिबेट करा रहे वैसे गवर्नमेंट को डिबेट कराना चाहिए और ऐसा रास्ता जरूर निकालना चाहिए जिससे बच्चों को विश्वास गवर्नमेंट पर, संस्थाओं पर बनी अपना विश्वास बने और साथ साथ उनका भविष्य भी सुरक्षित रहे।
Mritunjay ji, you know, one thing is clear that the coaching institutes are also divided. There are a number of them who feel that there should be re-NEET. There are others who feel there should not be re-NEET. But look at the students. The student community is split down the middle. 23 lakh, a huge percentage of the opinion that there should not be any re-NEET. And they are perhaps satisfied with the rank that they have been given.
See, as far as re-NEET is concerned, I mean, my view, I'll share with you. Those who have got above 500 score, if at all if they are planning for re-NEET, those who have scored above 500 can be, you know, can be made mandatory for them, not others. Because others haven't anyway scored that much that they will get admission to a medical college, except for the reserve categories which will that will really work out.
So how many students do you think would be above 500?
2,09,000 students.
Only 2,09,000 students?
Yeah.
Mayor.
So then in that case, what is the problem in ensuring that in that 2,09,000, if there are those who feel there should be really, they should be
I'll
given
give
an
you
option?
Exact figures, because 2,09,000 is above, just a minute, something above 550 score is 1,40,000. About 500 scores, 2,09,274 students.
So these are the only students who qualify for a medical college, that they will be given
medical,
a medical.
Most of them only make it unless they are having extraordinary reservation, multiple reservation benefits. The score may go low, but otherwise those have got this. So 2,09,000 students be given retest. That will ensure that, you know, those who have benefited, if at all, out of the league, and if they are beneficiary, they have to be there in the top, this thing, above 500 score.
But I have one more question for you. I have one more question for you. Someone, here she is above 600?
Yes.
Yes. So she is at a particular rank, around 10,000.
10,000.
If there is, you know, if we eliminate those 67 candidates who scored a perfect 720 and a huge number which has around, you know, which has the number between 716, 718, which is again not believable number, it cannot happen, then can her ranking improve?
Why not? I mean, see, if she gives a fair test, I mean, unbiased test, this time, the second...
No, but can the NTA system and calculation be such that they change her ranking?
They have to make a paper as good as the previous paper. That's it. I mean, they cannot make it tougher and, you know, really make things...
Okay. I can see Sujata Rao. Sujata Rao, please go ahead and then I bring in the politicians now.
You know, the previous speaker reiterated what I had said, that you can definitely limit the retest to a few who have got high marks. But actually, in reality, it's not so simple. I'll tell you why. Supposing what he has said is right, 2,700,000 people take the test. That's 1:2. There are 1 lakh seats, out of which 50 to 60,000 are government seats, where the education is subsidized. The remaining 50, 60,000 are where you have to pay capitation fees. Now, what is really happening in this NEET business and why ranking is so important is that many of them who don't qualify or get into a government college and have only the option to get into a private college cannot afford. They have the merit, but they cannot afford the capitation fees.
Yes.
In which case, NTA then reduces the cutoff points. And so the most ridiculous situation in this country, the cutoff has come down as low as 19%. And out of 13 lakh students a year ago who qualified, 11 lakh, the guy who got 11 lakh rank got admission to a medical college because the middle ones, 7, 8, 9, 10 lakh fellows could not afford the capitation fees and getting, you know. So it's a bit more complex, the whole thing of public, private and capitation fees, free education and so on.
So
but
that's...
then for the same, ranking is so important because ranking is what will determine the student from being able to get to good government college. All government colleges are by and large compared to the private, definitely better in quality and they're subsidized.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That is where they want to get in.
So
these
so,
students have cheated in that advantage. The guys who are 67, 720 are going to get into AIIMS. Yes. And if they have cheated and got those high marks, because, you know, look at the history. The last 2 years, there have been not more than 2 or 3% and students who have got the perfect scores. And now today you have 67 students. They will get into AIIMS, they'll get into PGI, they'll get into all the best colleges. It is so unfair to the rural poor. It is so unfair to the students who are really working hard and fighting so many odds. And you know, you just kind of give the
advantage. I agree with you. I agree with you. Particularly, my concerns are for these students coming from rural parts of India. Shama Mohammed and Guru Prakash Paswan to you now. Shama Mohammed, you know, the government here has said that there has been a breach of confidentiality. There is an acceptance of a problem. Does it end here?
The government to the Supreme Court said there has been no mass malpractice and no individual groups. That itself is the lie to the Supreme Court. They should be called out for contempt of court. You see, I'm going to elaborate on what others said. It started off with, you know, a boy called Anurag Yadav, who said that he was called by his uncle, Sikandar Prasad, on 4th May back from Kota back to Bihar, and he was given the leak paper. Now, what happened is he was able to get good marks in biology because he memorized that, but he couldn't memorize the physics and chemistry part. Who gave it to him? Nitish Kumar. So Nitish Kumar was the kingpin. They arrested him in Bihar. Then we hear arrests in Godhra, right? We hear in Gujarat. There have been arrests in Rajasthan and Delhi for impersonation. Then you had yesterday an arrest called a guy called Rocky in Jharkhand. All right. And then they say there is a principal in Hazaribagh involved, a school there, a couple of teachers and teachers
who have been arrested as well.
Yes.
Then can I finish? Then CBI goes to West Bengal yesterday and said they are making arrests there. So what we see is there is a widespread. It is not one state or two states. It's widespread. So we don't know where all it's involved. And suppose, like Mrs. Rao said, that these people who have got the marks, the high marks, could also be people who have cheated. How do we know they have not cheated? What is the proof that they have not cheated? So the government has lied to the Supreme Court. This is widespread. We have no idea where, which other states involved. It could be Maharashtra. It could be Uttarakhand. It could be even the southern states. We don't know because people have paid around. They also said, the boy Anurag said 30 lakhs was paid. You have proof and it's the economic offense wing which is arrested there. That's point number one. Point two, my question today is, when NEET started, I'm a doctor 50% was the mark given. If you can, those who get 50 and above could write this exam. Then it came down to 30%. You know, now, Maria, it is zero. You don't need to have any percentage to write an exam to become a doctor. And that is shocking. Why did we lower it? Why did the present government lower that mark? Why not keep it at 50%? That is one very important thing. Then you wouldn't have so many of them trying to cheat, because many of them can't, you know, medicine is not something easy. Medicine is, even though I'm a dentist, first 2 years is medical subjects. It's not easy. It's a lot of studying, a lot of hard work. So the question today is that this exam, according to me, has to be cancelled. You cannot have it for a few students. And let's understand that 1563 were given grace marks, never before. How can you give grace marks? That's ridiculous. They were asked to write exams again. And a few hundred turned up. The rest did not turn up. Why did they not turn up is the question. So that itself shows that they might have got the paper. And like Mrs. Rao said, 67 got 720. Never before. The last four, five years, it's 2-1, 2-1. Okay. That itself shows. And 66, six in a center in Haryana, you know, have got this in one particular center. So a lot of discrepancies. A
lot of irregularities. Lot of irregularities that are being, pointed here, Dr. Guru Prakash Paswan, by Dr. Shama Mohammed of the Congress Party.
And the government of India is, reluctant. The government of India does not want to admit that there's a problem with NTA, National Testing Agency.
But NTA's Director General has been sacked.
It has to be dissolved. The NTA has to be dissolved. This cannot go on. They've cancelled 4 exams as of now.
Yes, NTA as a body.
Let's not forget, Maria, one last point. In March, the police constable exam was cancelled. I want to ask Guru Prakash, you brought in a law, public examination law, in 2024. Why? And in that you said 10 years imprisonment and 1 crore is the fine. Who have you convicted in the cancellation of that exam because there was cheating happening and you cancelled the exam in March? Why is there no court case? Why is there no arrest? Unless you convict, Maria, we are not getting to the bottom
there is,
of this.
Yes, so there is an acceptance of irregularity by the center. There has been conspiracy, cheating, impersonation, paper leak, everything has happened. And still it is localized. And how is it really jeopardizing? Are you not jeopardizing the future of the students by not cancelling it and ensuring that all of them take the exams? And, you know, perhaps not a mass exam, not all 23 lakhs, but perhaps 2 lakhs who are in the range of 550 plus.
That also, how can we be sure they're in the range of 550 plus?
Maria, at the outset, let me congratulate you for having multiple voices.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Maria, it's my turn or not?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Maria, let me congratulate you at the outset for having all the relevant stakeholders, the students, the parents, the people who are actually involved in this entire process. This entire issue must be viewed objectively and dispassionately. And the seriousness of the government, the commitment of the government is very clear from the fact that the Honorable Prime Minister himself on the floor of the Parliament, the Honorable President in her speech, the former Prime Minister of India, Deve Gowda ji, have spoken about this issue on the floor of the Parliament. Point number one. Point number two, we saw the high-level committee under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, former ISRO chairperson. We saw the removal of the NTA chief as soon as this controversy broke out. We saw for the first time in the history of our country, Maria, public exam prevention of unfair means 2024, which penalizes with 1 crore fine and also 10 years of imprisonment. We saw the case undergoing the CBI investigation. I don't believe in whataboutery. I can very well counter the spokesperson from the Congress party by saying that Rajasthan teacher recruitment exam happened, it impacted more than 16 lakh students. But it's very important for us to understand and realize the CJI, the Chief Justice of India, has categorically said that retest could be the last option. The examination happening again would be the last option, not the first option, because you cannot jeopardize the future of 24 lakh students. Like we saw voices in your panel tonight, in your debate, there are student groups, there are student communities who are actively advocating for this examination to continue. So I think we have faith in the Supreme Court of India. The Supreme Court of India and the government of India, they are on the same page. The K.S. Radhakrishnan committee, they are constantly in interacting with the parents, with the students for the last 15 days on finding a solution. So this issue is not about sensationalizing. There are more than 14 paper leaks which happened in Rajasthan. The point is not that. For the first time, we saw a very strong, active legislation, a legal structure that would penalize paper leaks in the future. That has happened. So I think all the relevant stakeholders must come together. We'll wait for July 18th when the Supreme Court comes out with a clear direction that whether there is a requirement of a retest or not. But we cannot jeopardize the future of 24 lakh students. The government's commitment, the government's topmost priority is the future of our 24 lakh students.
But the student community, as you heard a number of them who are here in the studio, Guru Prakash Paswan, is of the opinion that there are a certain percentage of students who have had illegal advantage.
Correct.
No, absolutely. But Maria, I cannot speak on behalf of the Supreme Court of India, but the Supreme Court of India in its observation has said that there is no evidence of pan-India breach. So in the absence of any evidence of pan-India breach, are you suggesting that we jeopardize the future of 24 lakh students? Are you indicating that the entire group, the entire conglomerate of 24 lakh students go under the thorough tribulations and the trials of a retest? I think that is not advisable.
Okay.
I think all
Sujata
of us
Rao has a
in the
point
panel,
here. Let's have Sujata Rao and Guru Prakash Paswan matter on the screen, and then I bring in Dr. Shama Mohammed. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Supreme Court has said the examinations
Sujata Rao.
Have
Shama, I'm coming to you. Sujata
Rao
first, yes.
I'm just saying that how are the lives of 24 lakh students being jeopardized by a retest? In any case, only 1 lakh admissions can be made. So in any case, 23 lakh students are out. So the question here is how many should be retested? And it's not, they've been preparing for the last 1 year, 2 years. Within a month's time, they don't forget the subject. And if they've forgotten it, they don't deserve to be in the medical college. So it's not such a big thing to take a retest again for a test for which they've been preparing for quite some time. The issue is, are you doing justice? And is there fair play? And do the students thereby get the sense of confidence that there has been fair play?
Okay.
There has been so much of muck around this whole NEET exam that it's really quite complicated.
Okay. Guru, respond to that. There are two questions also coming in from, Yashwardhan Azad and Shama Mohammed. Yes, Guru, please respond,
Maria,
and then I bring in Shama.
Maria, I have a very simple point answer to Sujata ji. There are 47,000 centers. There is absolutely no evidence of pan-India evidence or a breach on all the 47,000 centers. That is point number one. Point number two, Maria, I think we have to wait for the Supreme Court. You cannot throw the baby along with the bathwater. That is precisely the case. I think we will find out, the Supreme Court, the CBI will find out the loopholes, will find out the lacunae.
So the matter is sub judice. Let's
for
wait.
That,
Dr.
It is
Shama
very
Mohammed.
Important to understand. Not everyone can afford it.
I just want to say one point. The Supreme Court said the exams was compromised beyond question. That was exactly what they said. So Dr. Guru Prakash can't change those things. Those were the exact words. The second thing is I want to ask Guru Prakash is why do you always have to go to Supreme Court? Why didn't the government of India do anything about it? Because when it started off, that Dr. Dharmendra Pradhan said, oh, there has been nothing, no cheating, nothing. You are initiating, the opposition is initiating these protests. That is the reason petitions went to the Supreme Court. In the last 10 years, everything goes to Supreme Court.
Maria.
You know, let the court decide. It does. No, let me finish, Guru Prakash, and then you can talk. I did not interrupt you. All right, keep quiet now.
I did not ask you, I was asking Maria Shama.
Okay. 30
Maria.
Seconds to Shama, and then I'm coming to you.
Please be patient and calm.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Very important. There is, it's widespread. And let's understand, he says, the CBI is coming out with evidence every day. They had evidence yesterday. They're coming out with, you said, breaking news today. Every day there is something coming out. So when there is so much of confusion and the trust of the students are not there anymore, and these are not going to be car mechanics. They're going to be doctors who deal with lives of people. Let's not forget that.
Okay, Guru Prakash, please respond, and then I bring in Yashwardhan Azad.
The retest is very important. And one more thing, Maria.
No,
I want to ask Guru Prakash,
Maria, I think it's my turn.
Can you tell me the answer to that?
Maria, I think I can... there are students watching.
Yes,
there are
yes,
students
yes,
watching
please.
This debate.
Politicians should
there are
also
students watching yeah, this debate. Absolutely. Please yeah, don't show the sanskar of the Congress
haan,
party.
Haan, thank you. Chaliye. Guru
so
Prakash Pasan,
bolie.
Guru.
No, students, there are students on this debate. Thank you so much. Hmm. Like I said, you cannot, you are, the Congress party is suffering with selective amnesia. The selectivity of the Congress party, let me be very clear, Maria, you will quote the Supreme Court verdict that is favoring you. You will not, you will be blinded to the Supreme Court verdict that is not favoring you. The Supreme Court, the CGI has categorically said that
okay, I'm going to move away from the politicians.
Why are you not going behind it? Why are you not going behind it?
Because students here are in fact smiling and
seeing
that politicians like always are indulging in this blame game, which doesn't help them. Yes, Yashwardhan Azad, please respond. Okay, let's shift focus from the politicians. Go ahead.
See, I want
move
to make,
away from the politicians. Yes,
I want to make four or five very important points. Number one is that how can you say that the breach is pan-India or not pan-India? The CBI has been given the investigation. It's come out so far that in 6 states it was compromised. It can be 8 states. It can be 9 states.
It's an ongoing investigation.
It's an ongoing investigation. So we cannot have any. That's more the reason why retest should be done. Second, what are the ISRO scientists going to do in that committee? The question is not about the quality of question papers. The question bank is intact. Everything is all right.
I think it's about reforms.
That
is the reason why
the
Mr. Radhakrishnan has been
You know what we are doing? We are fudging the issue by making it committee-wise, deliberations. No. The issue is how to conduct the NTA exams properly. And whoever that Babu in NTA was, he has not been sacked, he has just been transferred. And the importance attached to NTA is proven by the fact that you have another Babu who's retired and is holding some other charge. In China, China, 1.5 crore students give the exams. Nothing happens. No leaks at all.
No, but India is also known for conducting exams. It's only in recent years that we have had so many instances.
NTA
so there's something going wrong and
NTA
that's the reason why the body has been
NTA
dismantled.
NTA is a scam because in the last 5 or 7 years, 70 papers have leaked.
Yes,
this is a joke. This is a joke. And one thing more. The government is not doing, I don't know what is the reason, but there seems to be a vested interest. Look at somebody like Litin Vijay, who was from a coaching institute, who had filed a petition in Supreme Court and he had to withdraw. Obviously, it has to be under pressure.
Tell us.
Because some of the people who have done very well are the people who do not deserve to be there.
One of the stand taken by the NTA as well as the Union of India, that since there was an increase in the students of this year, so that's why the marks and the scores were on the higher side. But if we compare with the data, so last year, 20 lakhs, all spikes is between the marks 620 to 720. Because how many government seats? 56,000 government seats are there.
Only.
So, total seat is 1,08,000. Total, out of which, 56,000 from the government medical colleges and entire spike, we observe that entire spike is on that range. Last year, 20,38,590 students appear and out. And 13,991, 0.6% score, the marks between 620 to 720. And this was increased from 13,000 to 58,263. So entire government seats are taken away by those students. And the increase is to 5 times. And the second leg of my argument is that if we compare the marks of the students between 520 to 620. So if the number of students increase, the syllabus was reduced, the impact may be on all junctures of the. So here we found that in 2024, last year 91,000 students had scored between 520 to 620. This time, 1,02,000. Last year, 4.46% of the student got that. This year, 4.39. There was a decrease of marks and rank between 520 to 620. And one more thing, what everybody is taking that 23 lakhs, we cannot burden 23 lakh students for re-examination. 164 is the qualifying marks. One out of 720, 164 is the qualifying mark. Okay. So only 13 lakhs people score one above 164 marks. So okay. we can take whosoever
no,
got less
we
than.
We are of the opinion that you can be, you know, and you can enter the counseling only if you have crossed 550.
Yes. So what
which
I'm,
is roughly
what
around
I'm,
how
what,
many students?
What
2 lakhs.
What I am suggesting, what this the child, this year they got around 10,000 rank. If we compare same marks from the last year ranking,
so
he
is
got
the
2020. So my formula is, my suggestion is this, if we take 560 marks, only 129,409 students have secured above 560 marks. Seats are 109. So we can take it 2 lakh students.
Okay, so that's a formula that you're suggesting.
So that we can eliminate.
Let's have Professor Anand Kumar and all the 4 students now on the screen and start wrapping up this conversation with the primary stakeholders again. You know, Anand Kumar sir, aapne suna bahut sare sides ka argument hua. Politicians ne bhi apna view rakha. Lekin sawal ye hai ki students agar itne dilemma mein hain, अगर जिनको लगता है कि इंसाफ नहीं हो रहा, बहुत सारे लोगों को लग रहा है कि पूरे प्रोसेस में इंसाफ हो रहा है, तो कहीं पर तो कुछ दोनों साइड को मिलना होगा ना, तो वो कहां पर होगा?
देखिए 1997 में याद है कि जब आईआईटी में ऐसी खबरें आई थी कि एग्जाम कैंसिल हो गए थे, कई जगहों पर केवल 2-3 जगहों पर ऐसी खबर आई थी कि भाई लीकेज हुआ है, पेपर चोरी हुई है, वहां चीटिंग हुई है, तो पूरे देश में री एग्जाम हुआ था मुझे याद है। तो अगर बहुमत देखा जाए, वोटिंग करा दिया जाए, जो जो बच्चे नीट दिए सबको वोटिंग करा दिया जाए, अगर वोटिंग में सबसे ज्यादा लोग चाहते हैं कि री एग्जाम हो तो री एग्जाम हो जाए, अगर ज्यादा बच्चे चाहते हैं कि नहीं री एग्जाम हो तो जहां जहां गड़बड़ी है वहां एग्जाम हो, लेकिन बच्चों के हित में काम हो, उनके विश्वास को कभी भी ठेस ना पहुंचे, उनके भविष्य को कभी खराबी ना हो, इसका ध्यान जरूर रखना चाहिए। वोटिंग वाला मेरे ख्याल से सबसे अच्छा मामला।
लेकिन यहाँ पर 4 स्टूडेंट्स हैं, 4 में से 2 स्टूडेंट्स फेवर में हैं, 2 अगेंस्ट में हैं। मैं उन लोगों से फिर से सवाल पूछती हूँ, हिताक्षी और हर्ष मेहरा, मैं आपसे सवाल पूछूंगी, आप इन लोगों को क्या बोलेंगे? व्हाट विल यू टेल द 2 स्टूडेंट्स और योर फ्रेंड्स हियर, निर्णय एंड आनंद, यू नो निर्णय एंड मान्या, हु आर ऑफ द ओपिनियन के री नीट इज द ओनली ऑप्शन? डू यू थिंक दे शुड बी गिवन द ऑप्शन ऑफ री नीट व्हाइल यू शुड नॉट बी अलाउड टू गिव री नीट इफ यू डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू टेक?
This can be an option, ma'am, because we know half of 2024 has been gone and now we are so frustrated that we want to start with our colleges now. Our academic year will be lost, so either give us a choice or there should be re-NEET in only those states where paper leak has been confirmed.
Okay, and what's your score like, if I may ask you, and you'll be, you know, okay to the idea of sharing that score with me? And
my score was 645.
645 would be, what's your rank then?
33,500.
Okay, 33,500, which is, you know, for technically government. Within 1 lakh, and yeah. She will get a government college. So you are of the opinion,
yes,
there should not be a...
No, not getting the government college.
Yeah.
If she belongs from the general, then she will...
Yeah, but she is qualifying certainly. So, okay, so congratulations there to you, Hitakshi. Harsh, your thoughts?
I'm 428.
Okay. So then in that case, should you have re-NEET or no re-NEET?
Ma'am, no re-NEET because mera ye manna hai ki jo preparation hamari us time pe thi, ab wo hamare paas preparation us type ki hum kar bhi nahi sakte abhi. Kyunki hame us cheez ke liye time chahiye. Jab ek NEET aspirant padhta hai, pura ek saal apna drop lagata hai, to usme apna pura jee jaan lagata hai, din raat ek karta hai. Lekin ab अगर रीनीट कराना भी था तो इनको एक हफ्ता या 2 हफ्ता पेपर के बाद इनको कराना चाहिए था, लेकिन आफ्टर 2
लेकिन हर्ष, इफ वी वर टू टेक ओनली योर केस एट अ स्कोर ऑफ जस्ट अराउंड 400, आनंद सर विल यू व्हाट विल यू टेल हिम, बिकॉज ही इज नॉट इन दैट रैंक ऑफ 560 प्लस, सो व्हाट्स योर रैंक राइट नाउ? हर्ष?
यस मैम.
व्हाट्स योर रैंक राइट नाउ?
अराउंड मैम 3 लाख.
So then in that case, you'll have to perhaps take another exam next year and try your luck.
Even no, ma'am, I'm trying for semi-government college.
Absolutely. You're of the opinion that you'll get through a semi-government college?
No, private yes, ma'am.
College. Okay, so private college is what you're looking at. Okay, to the students here, go ahead. Manya?
I agree that preparation mein break aaya, momentum lose hua, but preparation humne kari bhi to isiliye thi, because hamare upar pressure tha. Break hua, momentum, but agar hame pata chalta hai ki wo exam fir se hoga, to of course we'll get the pressure again and we'll start preparing with the same, not the same, we'll start slow, but we'll pace up, we'll eventually pace up. Of course, hum bhool to nahi jayenge itne se time mein jo humne itne time se padha hai.
But with your score, you're actually qualifying for a good college.
I am qualifying, but it's not in any tier 1 city. I'll get a tier 2 city or tier 3 city. And why would I settle for something lesser when I had actually deserved better in my own home city?
Okay, Anand sir, what will you tell her?
ठीक ही कहना है, अगर फिर से प्रेशर बनेगा तो बच्चे फिर से तैयारी करेंगे और अगर अच्छे से पढ़ाई हुए तो बच्चा भूलेगा भी नहीं. इसलिए अगर बच्चों का ज्यादा बहुमत आता है, वोटिंग करा लीजिए, सबका आपके पास मोबाइल नंबर है, वेबसाइट, डिजिटल दुनिया है, अगर बच्चे ज्यादा चाहते हैं कि फिर से हो जाए तो हमारी भी गुजारिश है कि फिर से एग्जाम कर दिया जाए, तो दोबारा बच्चे तैयारी कर सकते हैं, दो चार वीक का टाइम दे दिया जाए तो बच्चे तैयारी कर सकते.
ओके, Yashwardhan Azad sir, you wanted to make a point?
Yeah, I mean, if you have voting with 24 lakhs, again the problem of EVMs will come in or postal ballots.
Yeah, we are getting into a completely different domain. Please go ahead.
Ma'am, re-need ka option humne kis liye rakha tha? Fair call ke liye. Agar ek aspirant hum isme bhi.
So what's your score? First, you tell me that.
643.
So your rank would be somewhere?
35,000, around 35,000.
So you're getting a good college again?
No. But why would I settle? Like she said, why would I settle for less? If I can, pichle saal 10,000-11,000 rank thi, I could get a very good college. I might have the chances to get a college in Delhi as well. Because I have Delhi quota, jo 85%, 15% ka hota. Usse meko Delhi mein college mila, ab nahi mil raha. Ma'am, agar hum log preparation...
But counseling hasn't happened, maybe you'll have a chance.
Might. Like, it is like a pendulum being oscillated from one point to another. But my point is, हमारी क्या जब भी हम प्रिपरेशन करते हैं हमारी जर्नी में ऐसे फेजेस नहीं आते कि हम प्रिपरेशन छोड़ देते हैं. एक दो महीने हमारे डिप्रेसिंग फेज चलता है जब पूरी हम लोगों को कुछ नहीं पढ़ रहा जा रहा, वो तब भी तो खराब होता है सब कुछ. तो अब व्हाट इफ दोबारा प्रेशर पड़ेगा, एक महीने का टाइम रहेगा, फिर से विल गेट बैक टू द फोकस.
ओके हिताक्षी, यू कैन गेट बैक टू फोकस, although the government says in its petition that it's an unequal battle that will happen. I mean, why should somebody like them and all four of them suffer? Because, you know, there are certain people, certain students who indulged in wrongdoing and they were beneficiaries. One may say that argument is valid. Go ahead.
I agree, but it's practically possible because if we will conduct re-need, they'll give us 2-4 weeks time. Then we'll be late for counseling. Our academic year will be so delayed. We have to start with our colleges too.
I'll make a point here. 2020 mein September mein paper hua tha. So what about their academic year?
Yes. And because of that only they shifted our exam in May. September mein college chalu hua tha, isliye unhone main exam karna chalu kara hai taki counseling jaldi ho, hamara academic year jaldi hi chalu. But agar hum re-need karenge, phir se 1 month humne preparation karni padegi, usi dilemma se guzarna padega. Or according to me, Supreme Court should deal with this matter at the earliest. Why hearing postponed? First they said that we'll deal with this matter on 8th July. Then they give us that like next hearing will be on 11th July. Then they said on 11th July that we'll deal this matter on 8th July. Why it is being delayed? This is the matter of whole future of the country. They're going to be doctors. So why is the hearing be delayed?
There is a lawyer here who wants to, who's appearing on your behalf, so let me
actually
ask him.
On the last date of, on 8th, it was order that all affidavits by the government should be filed on by 10th at 5 PM.
Right.
And hearing was posted on 11th.
Right.
So we got the affidavit at 11:30 in the night. And even that affidavits were not posted on the court record. So on 11th, we all are blank. then the court has the court is very taking this matter very seriously. So court has proposed to hear this matter on next day as item number one.
Okay.
So that the court, but at that time, the Solicitor General had requested that he is not available on Monday and
just
Tuesday.
Just 1 minute. Let me go back to the students. Harsh.
Yes, ma'am. मैम मेरा ये कहना है कि क्या गारंटी है कि जब रीनीट होगा तो वो बिल्कुल फेयर कंडक्ट करा पाएगी गवर्नमेंट
तो अभी इस चीज का क्या
ये कुछ
तो अभी जो 1563 स्टूडेंट्स का पेपर हुआ है उसका फेयर कॉल होने का क्या हुआ है ऐसे तो हम लोग बाल की खाल ही निकाल रहे हैं बैठ के
ये तो फिर गवर्नमेंट के ऊपर है ना कि गवर्नमेंट हमारे लिए क्या डिसाइड करती है
इट्स नॉट ऑन द गवर्नमेंट इट्स ऑन ऑनरेबल सुप्रीम कोर्ट
Yes, it's the so Supreme
it
Court.
Better to decide. Take the unit of the student who score more than 600 marks or 550.
Hmm.
No issues.
Yeah, that's
because maximum students are scoring in between 620 to 720. So it would be better to take the exam unit of that student only.
Okay, so you are then, you know, you're giving solutions, the final word to you. Please go ahead.
I agree with his point that if they don't want to give the exam, it's fine. The students who are qualifying, they should have the option to give the re-NEET. Because yesterday also, when we met with the education minister, there were many students who were in the favor of re-NEET. So, yeah.
But today the story was posted that most of the students...
In the also, there were a mixed set of students, yes.
Ma'am, like we did 1563 students, ke liye kiya, ki jisko paper dena hai, wo de de, jisko paper nahi dena. Wahan pe 52% candidates the na, jinhone paper diya. Jo feel kar rahe the ki hum isse better kar sakte hain. To hum aise hi kar dete hain sare students ke liye. Ki jinko dena hai, wo jaake apne apne allotted centers pe de de, jinko nahi dena ho, chhod de.
Haan, but the larger question, how is it that a high percentage of students who were told to take the retest out of those 1,563 did not appear.
So that's exactly because they knew that they would be able to score high.
50% out of 1,563, 50% had not secured the qualifying marks.
Yes.
So if a person is not able to, despite having benefited by the grace mark, despite of that, he has not able to secure the qualifying marks. So there was no question.
Okay, so you know
And one more important thing which has been left. Why the window? This proved the systematic failure or systematic. Hai, why the window of re-registration of examination was open on 9th and what the government has taken their stand? They are taking the benefit of orders of the High Court, but the High Court never says.
Okay. So several questions and a lot of answers being sought here. I would like to thank all the students and wish them a lot of good luck for their future. Thank you to the experts here in the studio and Sujata Rao. Thank you to Anand Kumar and Mrityunjay Ji. And thank you to Dr. Shama Mohammad and Guru Prakash Paswan. That's all from me on this edition of The Big Fight. I'll be seeing you next week. Thanks so much for watching.